old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on the barrel and they're talking about bourbon. Talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bowl Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bowl Brothers.
Back to Two Shots on a Barrel. I'm Jimbo along with J-Bo, and it seems like we're making it a habit hanging out in Raywick, Kentucky.
There's nothing wrong with hanging out in Raywick, Kentucky. I'm growing quite fond of this place, especially the scenery we have going on right now.
It's beautiful. I understand that earlier today, if we would have gone on a little bit sooner, we would have had some cows mooing and all kinds of good things.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. We got some big news on Two Shots, though. You know we do.
Oh, big news.
So we've been working really hard, what, about 9 months on the Two Shots, and we just got word that we got media credentials to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
All 3 days.
And that's exciting. That's big stuff. We even get to do the VIP stuff. I never dreamed that we would be VIPs this quick.
We'll have to dress up and everything, man. That's hard.
That's
the
awesome.
Dumb and Dumber tuxedos are coming out.
Yes.
All right, so we're back in Raywick, and this is cool because I get to hang out with some very special people from way back. J-Bo.
Not that far back.
Well, I mean, kind of way back. These are kind of silver sneaker people, too.
Oh, my God.
So, J-Bo, when we talked to our guest, kind of our go-to guest today, it was one of the things that we wanted to talk about is kind of her history and the success that she's built. And kind of as I learned and found out a little more, it was kind of like this guest doesn't like to share the glory without her comrades and her buddies. And so that's where we are today. We were going to be a single guest, and now we turned into a daggone party.
Well, we pulled up, and she opened her bar up for these ladies. She's got them nice and toasty before we even got started.
I'm liking it. You know, we were trying to pretend that we were having trouble, equipment problems. It was just time to get them liquored up.
Oh, yeah. What are y'all drinking? Lemon drops? Is that what I heard somebody say?
We already had those. They're gone.
Okay.
Now Dana's see what I'm saying? Deer piss.
All right. So let's just get right into it. We want to welcome in our very successful guest, Missy Luckett. Woo! Welcome to the show.
Wow.
I feel like Molly Shannon on Saturday Night Live.
Superstar.
See, it's hard. In years past, it's been hard to get to have a conversation with Missy because she's always work behind the grill, yelling at people, get that steak and co out there. Where's my SOBs? That's all you
hear. USOB?
Yeah. But now it's a treasure for us to get to actually sit down and get to know her and her buddies, of course. Here tonight on Two Shots.
Yeah, so Missy, welcome officially aboard on Two Shots on a Barrel. We appreciate your beautiful place down here, by the way. And as I told you, Jeremy almost didn't come today.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm reading Missy's second book, and Comatized, Part 2, and she gets to talking about freaking ghosts and shit. I do not like ghosts.
I do. I'm going to have to read it.
And so the one part she's talking about sleeping naked and a damn ghost knocking on her door, and I'm like, this shit don't go. I mean, it scared me. Then I was in Adam's Pharmacy today, and I was telling them, we're going down to Missy's today, and they even knew about the ghost. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to go or not.
He almost had a panic attack at Jailer's Inn. So, I mean.
No, listen here. I don't. The Bradfordsville School does their little haunted house every year with the kids as the haunted people. I don't go to that thing.
So, Missy.
Tell me about, you know, you've got so many things. When I'm reading the book, first of all, the thought that came to mind, J-Bo, is how are you even alive? I mean, how's that for a start?
They're good.
Shannon could probably answer that.
I mean, Shannon, she's gone through a lot of stuff, and I'm thinking, Jesus, how is this even possible that you could be, you know, open a successful restaurant, And then all of a sudden, you know, you've written three books. Now you're transitioning into something else. But, man, you got off to a little rocky start there.
A little bit. We're talking about the wrecks.
The bloodshed.
A few fights.
I was going to say a few fights. Just a few.
You just
So tell us a little bit about it. But tell us your darkest day. Let's talk about the fights.
No.
All right, let's talk about...
They were self-defense. I mean,
well, that's what I want to hear.
Really?
I mean, there's a bunch of ugly people out there.
All of them but one, according to Shannon.
Hey, but you called me the next day for the truth.
I did. I was drinking a little too much. And
you wanted to know what really happened?
I wanted to know what really happened so I could send my apologies. That was the reason.
For the ass whooping you threw down, right?
Something
but
like
she's
that.
She's such a good person that she immediately was like, oh no, tell me I didn't do that. So she was very remorseful, very.
All right, so we got you guys here, and you know, this is stroke Missy Knight about all that she's done. But you know, if somebody says, you guys have been dear friends for a long, long time, but if somebody says, what is it about Missy that's made her successful, Shannon, what would you say?
Well, I don't know anyone else like Missy. She's truly one of a kind. And I mean, she's determined. She's smart. She's creative. Like, she's an artist.
You can tell
I
the
mean,
truth.
I mean, that is all the truth. I always tell you the truth. So,
brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
Shannon is definitely
brutally.
So, Dana, if.
In the kindest way possible.
Dana, if somebody would have told you back in high school when Missy was running around that she would have written three books, she would have had a successful restaurant where people come from miles to eat.
Out of state.
Then she would be blazing trails on a new bed and breakfast in the bourbon country. What would you have said?
No offense, but that ain't never going to happen.
Tell them why our school day skipped.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know, she was not a scholar. God love her. You know, we had Saturday school 1 year because we had missed too much for snow.
Days.
You remember Saturday school?
Yes.
Do you remember Saturday school?
I only went to one of them.
Missy went to none.
And I was hungover on that one.
We had like three Saturdays. We had to do Saturday school because we missed so much snow, so many snow days. So Missy offered on one of those Saturdays to pick me up because I lived on Miller Pike. And she said, well, I'll come by and pick you up for Saturday school. And I said, okay. So she picks me up. We get in town where Rigatti's is now.
Right.
Used to be Hardee's. We get right there at the light. And she's got her blinker on to turn left. And I said, Missy, I said, where are we going? And she said, we're not going to school. We're going to Louisville. I said, we're going to Louisville. And I was one of these goody-goodies, too. I never
Great
skipped school.
Students.
You know, I made good grades. I was like,
we used to cheat off her.
She said, we're going to Louisville to hang out with my cousin Ann. And I was like, Missy, I can't do that. I'll get in trouble. We got to go to school. We hung out in Louisville all day.
Oh,
man.
Nice.
So then when I bring up Saturday school, and I'm like, Missy, you remember Saturday school? And she's like, we never had Saturday school.
You did.
That's because you never went.
Yeah, Missy didn't have Saturday school.
Everybody else had Saturday school except Missy.
All right, so officially, have we even said who our other guests are praising Missy today?
That's good.
The rest of Missy
Lucky. Why don't you introduce them?
Yeah, go ahead, Missy.
Well, we got Shannon, and I've got a long story on how I met her, but we'll save it.
Okay.
We got Dana, and then we have Stacy, and we have Mary Beth on. Well, we got her on.
We got her on, I think. Hi, Mary Beth. Can you say hello?
Hi.
So, Mary Beth, you just been...
satellite.
So, Mary Beth, you've just been sitting back there listening to all this stuff. I know you have a lot of good Missy stories and probably contributed a lot to the success that Missy's had.
Oh, absolutely.
She's laughing.
No, Missy is creative and amazing, and I'm not surprised that she's successful. She was the one that always wanted pictures and share memories and treasured everything. She was smarter than all of us put together in many, many ways.
Wow. That's lofty praise.
And
what she got on you, Mary? What she got on you, Mary Beth?
I picked her up in July.
And she still is. Yeah.
I told her earlier I had a gun.
I don't remember.
No, you told me.
We were party.
Hit the climb.
All right, hold on here. Somebody, some Walgreens is trying to call me right now. Let me.
He's got to pick up that Viagra tonight.
All right, there you are, pretty Mary Beth. All right. So good stuff there. As far as you know, the success you've had. So you know, I got to think about this, Missy. I mean, listen, you know, I think the world of your dad, and I bought many a car from him. I know that you but I guess, was it prior to your start in the restaurant business, you were actually washing some cars, or was it kind of going at about the same time?
No, I was just washing cars.
So you were washing cars. So I got to know about, like, at what point did you say, I'm going to open a damn restaurant?
After I went to nursing school, I drove away and I said, I'm going to open up a restaurant.
Full disclosure, I had no idea.
She graduated.
I had no idea.
Really?
She could be my co-writer.
I graduated. I took my final. Well, I didn't go to graduation. Just like I didn't go to Saturday school.
And so you don't do term papers.
I don't do term papers. And I took my final and I drove home as fast as I could.
All right, there was a great story about Missy and nursing school. I'll just let you read the book. Yeah, by the definitely. Way, we should tell you, 3 books, Commatized, which was the first, then you have part 2, and then you have just Commatized 3.
Yes.
All of these are available at, are they still available at local bookstores? And I know they're available at Amazon.
Mainly just Amazon and at the restaurant. But
so
I'm closed at the moment, so, you know.
Yeah. But so many stories, and it's many people have said it's kind of what are you? You describe how people have mostly described your books, like roller coaster, fried green tomatoes. I've heard some of those adjectives.
Well, the first one came said it was like fried green tomatoes, and that's the reason I put the sign over there. So I'm just gonna go with that.
That's good. That is really great, J-Bo. I know you're sitting over there thinking,
I'm just miss the SOBs.
Yeah,
that's what I miss. That's all I think about these days.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
You,
so, you know, I listen, I really thought, I thought we were going to come down today, and I thought we was going to have a damn steak, Nicole, sitting here.
Yeah,
SOBs.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I hope. Is there any hope in the future that
yes.
we will be
yes.
back in there?
Yes.
Good, good. At least.
So I read today, the Airbnb has been very successful,
yes.
but one of the guests had done a review, and essentially they said, look, you better book while you can, because I don't know how much longer it's going to be an Airbnb.
Right.
So your dream is to get back to Missy's Cafe at some point.
My dreams?
I mean, is that a dream? Is that a dream?
It's not a dream.
Is it a nightmare?
It's a love-hate thing.
But
your aspirations.
Yeah.
So.
You want to get back in the restaurant business?
Possibly.
Okay.
See, every time I go to Missy's in the past, one thing that you've always had that a lot of people around here don't have is a dedicated and loyal staff. They will follow you to the ends of the world. I can see it in their eyes.
Some of them will, yes.
I'm sure there's going to be one or two.
Some of them will push her off the cliff, too.
I was lucky enough to be around the ones that liked her, I guess. But it seems like everything was rock and rolling in there from the time it opens to the time
right.
it closes.
Right.
And I think that was, you don't see that in a lot of restaurants.
Right.
So do you think those people will be ready to come back when you get ready to open back?
A few of them will be.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about a partnership with somebody right now.
Okay,
so
cool.
If they come in on it, then it will open back up.
Awesome.
If not, I'll have to think about it.
Great, great. See, I'm all ready.
I'm enjoying not listening to those trucks back up here at 8 o'clock in the morning with their big beeping.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Beer trucks, food trucks,
red trucks.
Yep.
Pepsi trucks.
Goodness. Trucks. It's crazy. So
but according to people, I walk into work at 5 o'clock and leave at 9.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They don't see the behind the scenes
a lot of behind the scenes.
Yeah. So if say you closed at 10, I can't remember when you closed, but you probably didn't wrap up to about 1.
No, we were quick.
Oh, did you? Wrapped it up. Wasn't playing around. Nope. But you got there back there early.
Yes.
The next day. So
yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Takes a special person to run a restaurant, buddy.
J-Bo, I think it's about time for a break. For one reason, the glass is empty.
Yes.
And for number two, we're about at our first segment in.
And this is the very first podcast we've ever done outside where there's lightning striking across the sky. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, listen, don't be talking about that stuff. She's only had, a lot of fires in her family history.
I can promise you the next segment will be shocking.
About 8 of them.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to talk about lightning strikes, J-Bo.
Hey, man, it's a shocking show.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I feel like we hopped around a lot, but I feel like that's Missy's life, which I feel like is appropriate for this podcast. So I feel like this is commentized, baby. All right, back on Two Shots right after this break.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
J-Bo, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office.
Fowler,
do you know how to sing his song, his jingle?
Please, you
don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability, but we can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had C.C. to do our work for. I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like C.C. Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Love you, CC.
All right. Peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's a man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Bo, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, it's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that. I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, "You don't want this guitar. You want this guitar." And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up, Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel. Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big O' Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20-plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
This is Stephen Fonte with Limestone Branch Distillery. I want to thank you for listening to Two Shots in a Barrel.
Segment two.
Yeah, just talk amongst yourselves out there.
It's a party right here.
Hey, I just appreciate Missy allowing me to smoke another very good cigar, which is a part of Two Shots on a Barrel. Thanks for your hospitality, Missy.
You're welcome.
Very, very appreciative. And what the hell is she laughing about over there?
I said, are we back online?
Yeah, we're back. We're back.
It's that
give
natural
her,
light.
Give her another beer.
Light.
Give her another beer for her rainbow koozie, Missy.
She said, this isn't beer. This is horse piss.
Deer piss.
Yeah, horse piss, deer piss. It's all the same.
To be honest, I haven't tried either, so I'm not sure. So, Missy, we're sitting here, and we're talking about stuff we all already know. Tell us something that happened in your restaurant days that Jim and I might not know. Something crazy, something outlandish that's happened in your restaurant.
Missy's ghost.
I have a feeling.
The ghost?
I have a feeling it's like, you want to be here all night?
What was
I'm
that,
saying
by
there's
the
a
way?
Lot of crazy.
Yeah, I can just go with one because, I mean, the ghosts don't do a lot over there. But I'll go with the night that, I guess, a murder almost happened.
Here.
was it at your hands?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
It was a party that came in together, like in a limousine, and supposedly, let's see, the first thing that happened, I heard people screaming. I went over there, and there's this big dude on this other guy who he had just knocked. Literally just knocked out, and usually I'll break up a fight, but like,
right? He's already knocked out.
Well, no, he's knocked out, and the guy is choking him. And
so the dude is laying there, and he's knocked out, and
the guy is still choking.
Oh, crap.
They came in that way. They came in a big group. They didn't, you know, because I close early because I don't want to deal with that kind of, you know,
right.
shit. But here it was. So we have an ambulance, and the police come in, and people are eating, and they just take the tables and just shove them to the side. And I don't know. It was just crazy.
Jeez Louise.
Goodness yeah. gracious.
You would have never thought somebody about got murdered. But they were together. We didn't do it. We are not the culprits. Nobody in Raywick is the culprit. They came together, and they left separately. That's
wow.
all.
That is crazy. So one of the things that I think about you, Missy, is we mentioned, Jeremy, that the two of our last three shows have been on the Cornbread Mafia.
Yes.
We love Joe Keith and Jimmy and those guys. And that's
you left Robbie out.
Well, we love Robbie.
Those
but
guys.
But Robbie tells us every time how much we love him, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Keith and Jimmy are a little more modest than Robbie.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
So but anyhow, that is a big part obviously of who you are, the Bickett family heritage. You know, that's maybe something that people don't know.
Right.
I mean, out there. Because, you know, Missy Luckett, Buddy Luckett, a lot of folks know Buddy around Central Kentucky for being, you know, car business and the farming business and that type of thing. But the Bickett family does play a big role in who you are, right?
Yes.
And what is that? What is it mostly that ties you back into the heritage, the tradition that is the Bickett family? As far as I know, you weren't really – were you like a member of the Cornbread Mafia or anything like that?
We are.
We're unofficial members.
Yeah, yeah. We're.
I mean, it's okay if you want to say you are. That's okay. We love you for that.
Okay. Thank you.
We know people. If you want to be an unofficial member like us,
we can get you signed up.
I'm thinking about it.
They can get you in
about it.
So, I think you know what she's at. You know what she's adhering to right now, Jeremy.
Yes.
She's adhering to a murder.
Yes. That's all she's saying right now.
She's
nothing.
Going. She's not even going to talk about that crap.
Your grandma.
I'm calling Stacy out.
Your grandma. That's what brings you back to the
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. She's Kalita
Bickett.
Woman.
Kalita Bickett.
The matriarch of it all.
Yeah, your grandma. Mm-hmm. And you talk about a lot about your grandma, mm-hmm. Grandmas, because you talk about Mamaw,
Hello.
Too, in the book.
Mamaw Luckett.
Mamaw Luckett. You got a story, Shannon?
She was just something else. I mean, she was a special lady. I think she attributed a lot to who you are.
Yep.
Definitely.
My friends would want to go hang out with my grandmother on a day where we could be out drinking. They're like, let's go hang out at
She was that
Mama's
cool.
house.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories about Mamaw trying to keep you reined in on Spalding Avenue.
Didn't happen.
And it didn't happen. One of the funny stories I got, and I don't want, you know, it's 200 and some pages in Comatized too, so I don't really feel like I'm giving away everything. But one of the cool stories about Mamaw Luckett was the night that apparently you ran up on her in the bathroom straddling the commode.
Oh, my gosh.
That was in black and white right there.
It was, but we're going to skip that one. Try one more.
You put it in print, though, Missy.
One more. I mean, that
you can't. It's the game. She puts it in
Jim, out of that whole book, you picked out a grandma straddling the toilet.
That is so cool. But that's cool. I mean, it was important enough that she wrote it in the book.
I mean, Jim.
It sounds like she regrets writing it in the book.
Did you get a lot? All right, listen.
You know what? It just opened my mind to the world.
I remember Memaw Luckett because I had a little connection with the Spalding Avenue house, which is
play softball.
Oh yeah, heck yeah, and my relatives even lived in the basement. I mean, it was pretty cool stuff. So yeah, I had a little connection with the very successful Missy Luckett. So we'll skirt on past the straddling the toilet thing, Jeremy. Go ahead and take it to the next question.
I'm pretty sure I never want to talk about that again.
Don't bring up Memo in that context.
Not just that person, but any other person who might straddle a toilet. Let's just skip that part.
I mean, listen, what was Mrs. Doubtfire? I love Mrs. Doubtfire, and that's what it reminded me of. And if Memo Luckett was like Mrs. Doubtfire in any way, she was very cool.
She was very
cool. This is going to make anybody want to purchase that book, though.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Find out what happened.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, seriously. I can see Stacy's over like, yeah, baby. That's a damn good book.
I can see Mamaw right. doing this. Damn it.
Mamaw's not happy right now.
Damn it, Missy.
All right, go ahead, Jeremy.
All right, so
I feel like I've got to set out a few questions.
Yeah, you're grounded. Now, listen. Ever since we sat here, he keeps bringing up the ghost thing.
Right.
I'm a huge ghost fan. Love everything about it. So when he talks about the ghost thing, is it the big banging thing to scare me a minute ago out of the barn, or was it ghost stuff coming out of the restaurant?
Neither.
Neither.
You would hear it
it's
here.
In the house.
It's in this house.
Well, it's on the outside of the house / inside.
So
the
it's
house.
Everywhere.
There's three.
Really? So how do you know there's three?
There's three ghosts?
Oh, that's
What's
a really
name?
Long story.
What's his name? Ernie?
That's Walter.
Walter.
So is Walter. Walter's a good ghost, though, right?
Walter's a good ghost. He's the father of the lady next door.
Okay. All right, so we don't
Sorry,
have to worry
Arlene.
About we don't have to worry.
All right, so who's the other two ghosts?
Oh, the Arlene, the Mrs. Conrad that you were talking about is Arlene.
She's my aunt.
I had no idea.
Okay.
All right,
my
so
great aunt.
So yeah. But Walter's okay. What about these two other ghosts?
The other one was a friend of mine years ago said that she thought some little young girl got trapped here like years ago because weird stuff kept happening to her and stuff and. I blew her off and told her she was crazy and all this type of stuff. So, what was it, 2007, we threw a Halloween party back here in this barn. Disturbed a lot of stuff, right? Or no, that before that I built onto the house. And the girl had come out and told me not to tear the staircase out. And I told her she was crazy and I tore it out, built a big new addition on. Then we had a party.
No, wait.
The ghost? Or
let's back up.
That's how our books go.
Back me up.
Here,
what?
Here.
So you're saying this ghost person came out and told you
not
to mess with some stare.
No.
Or the friend
no.
who
no, the
knew
ghost
the ghost.
Hasn't told me.
A friend. Oh. Because we was getting
Thanks
really
for clarifying.
We was getting really scared there for a second. But
the friend told her not to.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Missy, I know you believe in this, but we're thinking, all right, go ahead, Missy.
You know, I really don't believe in that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what made me believe.
What?
So,
you believe
the friend?
You don't believe?
I believe now.
Yeah.
But he's been very. They've been very quiet since my daughter left for college. So I think she took them with her because I think they were intrigued with her a little bit. Jim, your phone really needs to quit ringing there.
I thought I hit the do not disturb.
He's popular.
Oh, God, this is my mother-in-law. Hold on.
Oh, you
got to
get that.
No, I don't. No, I do not. Hold
Jim,
on.
I bet she cut. I bet he cuts this part out of the show.
Yeah, this is not going to be in the show.
Oh, gosh, it's my mother-in-law.
They'll probably be in the show.
You need to keep it.
All right, I don't know how you turn this
Call
thing
her
off.
First and tell her.
Mary Beth, are you still there?
Here.
Are you listening? Is this not too much craziness for you?
I would like to be right there in it.
Because you're pretty sophisticated
I'm
and out there.
To get
we're
me for the class reunion.
Oh my gosh, we do, we do have a big reunion coming up, don't we? All right, Missy, go ahead with your ghost stories.
Well, y'all done got me.
So,
well, you were telling about your Halloween party, and they told you a friend told you not to tear out
was
the staircase.
The people who didn't want to stay all night because they said there was something here, and I called them crazy. Tore it out. Built on the following year had a Halloween party.
Yes.
And then real weird shit started happening. And then the following year to the day, my house burned down.
Holy cow.
On Halloween day, with it 77 degrees outside, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to ask you what was one of the weird things, but that's pretty weird.
That's pretty weird, but the next weird is, so it burnt to the ground, and then I found out that another house burnt to the ground here in 1930.
Like on this spot.
The same day?
This spot, after I'd started rebuilding, of course.
Not the same day.
What about the blue glass?
Surely.
They get the book.
you got to get the book. So the big part.
That reminds me, every time my mom says something clever or funny, she goes, put that in your book.
Well, and Missy is so resilient. After her house caught on fire.
I still threw the party, by the way.
Yes, nice. She did. Yes. And in pure Missy fashion, she asked one of the firefighters if she could borrow one of their uniforms, and that's what she was for Halloween.
Awesome.
Mom's in the house.
And so you gave the ghost the middle finger and said, what you got?
Exactly.
That's what you
and
got.
They were like, sure.
So
well, I didn't believe in the ghost until after the house burned
down. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
So
after the house burned down, you rebuilt. Have you had any more?
There were some things. That's the reason I say I've got three ghosts, because what do you call them? The people that are supposed to be psychic and do the ghost things?
The psychics.
The what?
The seers.
Psychics?
Seers.
Okay, whatever.
whatever Stacy said.
Whatever Stacy said. So I'm in the restaurant one night, and this dude walks up to me and started asking me questions about what was going on over here, because he felt something, some kind of energy. And so I walked outside with him, and he was like, I feel an energy of a man walking from the lake up to the house. And that's when I was like, oh, my God, you're telling me I got three ghosts now?
Oh, my gosh.
So he's an outsider. He's the one who knocks on the wall. And you would have to ask my daughter about that, because she's experienced it about five times.
Really?
But that was when you were living in the garage, right?
And the garage door, and then the wall on the side of the garage door. Both of them.
Yes. Jeez Louise.
But they've been really quiet since she left. So they may be attached. Like,
do you like just, I mean, but do you ever just like get freaked out when you lay your head down at night? And
a couple times.
Because I would.
Probably only twice.
I wouldn't stay here.
Maybe.
We've
twice,
here.
maybe. I left my house. I was so creeped out one night. I left my house. It's around, well, I guess McDonald's closes at what, midnight around here? Mm-hmm. Or it may have been when it was open all night. It was around midnight. And I'm not going to get into what creeped me out, but it crept me out enough that I left.
Yeah.
So I went to town, and I went to McDonald's, and I'm driving around. I'm like, I can't go visit anybody. It's midnight.
Late. What's you just like?
So I put my foot on the gas, and I drove back home, and I opened up that door. I said, not tonight, motherfuckers.
There you go.
Hey, so when ghosts are after my ass, I have to make a McDonald's trip, because I need me a damn Big Mac.
That's right.
I think Jim is spending the night here on the class reunion.
Yeah. No, listen here. Listen here.
I got one extra bedroom. Gerilyn Bradshaw's got the other one.
Throw him up there.
Gerilyn and Gail.
Oh, good Lord.
Has to stay.
I think we should just have like an all-nighter, you know, class of 1986.
You didn't come to the 80s party, did you?
No, wait a minute. When was the 80s?
No, he didn't come to the
80s.
That wasn't a class reunion deal, though,
no.
Right?
No, it was I had a party. It was called 40th of July. Yeah. And we all had to come dressed up as 80s shit.
Oh, crap. I don't know.
It was so fun.
You know why?
It was awesome.
It was so fun.
Yeah, because Eugene was Slash.
He was Slash, and I was Joan Jett.
I was Paula Abdul.
I
used
to dress up like...
And my house burnt down 3 months later.
Yeah. Glad we got to enjoy it.
Hey, Mary Beth.
Yes?
So are you a ghost person?
I actually do believe. Yes. I haven't really had any experiences personally, but I believe. I've heard enough stories that I believe.
Does it like freak you out when you come to Missy's?
No, we don't, because we're so just all over the place that I haven't really thought about it. But I haven't spent the night there though. I don't know if
it's because you're scared.
There's three of them. That's too many.
Mary Beth said three of them was too many. Three ghosts was too many for her to come here.
I can handle one at a time, but not three.
Yeah, not three.
Yeah. I don't even like one. I think I could deal with Walter. I think me and Walter could sit around and just drink something.
Thanks, Shannon.
Hey, it was on me. No call.
When we let Shannon plan trips, we laugh and say we're never coming back to this.
So I heard something over there about My old Kentucky home ghost. What is that about?
That's what we were just talking about. Shannon wanted us, and I don't want to knock any place, so I don't want to.
Yeah, you better not talk about.
Yeah.
Well, they know. Well, we know that's haunted. So,
yeah, I mean,
it wasn't scary, and their little performance they did made me and Stacy giggle the whole time we were there, and was waiting for it to be over as soon as we started.
I liked it.
So all right.
Mary Beth, you wouldn't have liked it because you'd been like, jump out the window. Jump out the window.
All right. So we're about at the end of segment two, but I do need to know, when you guys were running around, I mean, you know, obviously, Missy, you were notorious for doing a little bit of everything, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
But, I mean, out of your friends, who was the most likely?
But I did it in the most respectful way.
Why are they laughing?
Because I did do it in the most respectful way.
Listen, hey, you can spin it, baby. I like you. This is your show. This is your show.
I didn't do nothing. But
she was so good at making you think you wanted to do what she wanted you to do.
And you did it, and you loved it.
You know, I mean, she just had a way of talking you into doing something that you knew you should not be doing.
She still does.
She still does.
You know, and I'm like, this is wrong, but okay.
She still does.
So, Mary Beth, I got a question. So when you guys get back together these days, and I know that's few and far between because – obviously, you know, we all have our lives. But when you all get back together, is it kind of back to the old days? Maybe calm down a little bit, but is it back to Missy doing Missy and Mary Beth being Mary Beth?
No, Missy tells us all what to do, and we just agree, and we just do it. Like when they came to St. Louis, we were going to have a spa today, and she goes, no, we're not doing that. And so we went on an adventure.
That's
just how it goes. She's the boss, and we just say, okay.
I play in the back.
All right. Tell Mary Beth that Stacy wants you to tell about the East St. Louis.
All right, so Mary Beth, so supposedly there's something happened in East St. Louis?
Oh, shit, what happened?
Oh, shit, what happened?
She said, oh, shit, what happened?
You remember? I had my hand at the glove box.
Down to the
scary
part,
the gun.
Yeah.
She said, don't worry about it, I got my gun.
She said, don't worry about it. Wait.
We were supposed to go to a spa in Missy, Texas.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to a spa. We wanted to go to a nice spa. Missy goes, I went to the adventure rough areas
where the mafia drives off the dead people.
No, we're not even the rest of us.
Why is that not surprising?
She's like, we got a gun in the gun box, and I'm like, up here on it. And I'm like, all right, y'all just holler if you think I need it. And I'm like,
no. Oh.
Yes.
You know, Jeremy.
How's that for a family adventure?
Yeah. You know, awesome. Jeremy, we're having a class reunion this year. You might just want to come down and hang out with these ladies.
I tell you what.
No, we need to go on a trip to St. Louis.
I thought the cornbread mafia guys were wild and crazy, but they don't have anything on these guys.
No,
trips.
No. All right, we need to go to another break, but when we come back, it's segment three. And this is a segment that Jeremy usually, he pulls out some crap, Missy, just so you'll know. And I don't know because I never know really what research he's done, but let's just all be ready, okay? All right, back with more Two Shots on a Barrel right after this break.
Could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
J-Bo, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office. Do you know how to sing his song, his jingle? Please,
no,
you don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability, hey, but you can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had CC to do our work for. I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like CC Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that
good
statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is, Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Love you, CC.
All right, peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's a man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Ball, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, it's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville, bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... If you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling in big old tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you're having any, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You know another cool thing about Billy Tapp? He loves bourbon, and he loves two shots on a barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Tapp.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Tapp, Big O Tires, Lebanon and Bardstown, Kentucky.
This is Stephen Fonte with Limestone Branch Distillery. I want to thank you for listening to Two Shots in a Barrel.
Back to Two Shots on a Barrel. I'm Jimbo, along with J-Bo.
I tell you what, this is fun stuff here. Fun stuff.
You know, we never know what direction we're going to go with the podcast. I mean, we start a podcast and we kind of, you know, I know you're a research kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you were spitting out some stuff about Missy. I was like, damn, dude, you did your research, man. You've been stalking her Facebook page.
What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? Listen.
I'm a lesbian. Stop.
Leave me alone.
What's your dream?
What's your aspiration, Jeremy?
Oh, my God.
All right, this went from explicit to another level.
Give me that bottle of bourbon.
Just take another drink.
Did you say that anything goes?
Anything goes.
Jeremy, oh, yeah. I didn't know it was going that direction.
We've had a podcast off the podcast here tonight, so
we should have had like an invisible recorder over there, just picking up stuff off their conversations, which has been fantastic.
So there's been things that's happened in your life that since I've been around for what 15 years, I guess.
Yeah,
and there's one thing we haven't brought in to the fact is when you opened up that burger joint in town.
You know, I forgot about that.
That was my favorite place in the world.
Like, it was, you had, I don't know how many different kinds of burgers.
52 burgers.
So,
52.
So what led you to be like, all right, I got this fantastic restaurant, and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm gonna open a burger joint.
I got bored, and I like to create new shit, and I got tired of cooking steak and SOBs.
So
my two workers said that they gained like 30 pounds while I was doing
so
it.
Because did
I would make them. No, but before I opened it, I would make them taste test my burgers that I was creating. And so
you gave a T-shirt to somebody that finished off 52 burgers or something
like
that.
Once a week, you know, you could try a different burger.
Right.
And then I didn't make it that long. I closed 8 months later because I was. Didn't want to.
But it was so
but
good.
You were doing it both.
I would open it up anywhere.
Your daughter was
any
there
day.
Most of the time, right?
Yes.
She ran the show out there for
yes.
the most part.
Let's talk. That's something that is, I think, an important part of
yes,
Missy Luckett.
Yes, it's boring. Go.
No, but listen, honey.
Your daughter?
Your daughter.
No, the burger place.
No, the daughter.
My daughter.
Now, listen, Summer.
Like,
Summer.
Sorry, Summer.
Summer, if you're listening, your mama didn't mean you were boring. She was talking about burgers. Burgers,
yes.
Summer.
Poor Summer.
I was getting ready to go. You've got your, you know, this is another thing. You're a mom. You're a single mom. You've got a gorgeous daughter.
Jeremy, I'm a lesbian.
And then she says, skip. She goes. Skip on by it. That's boring. Burgers. Like,
burgers,
what the? No, Summer is, talk about your daughter. I know.
She's far from boring.
I know you are so proud of
Very
your daughter.
Cheers
definitely.
To Summer.
So where is Summer now?
Summer's in Louisville managing a boutique.
A boutique.
But she wants to move to California.
Well, that's a little too far for us, so yeah, she's going to have to stay
local.
It's
too far for me,
what?
And it's called Blush, and she's amazing. I buy things for my daughter there.
It's called Blush?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right, so look.
Promo Blush.
You guys know Summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you guys obviously know Missy.
Yes.
No.
What is one attribute of Missy that maybe is the most important attribute that Summer has?
Probably her creativity, because Summer's really creative too.
What do you agree with that, Shannon?
I do, and I think she feels free to be herself, and she's special, and she's just a cool girl like Missy. Like, she's genuine.
Is she a hellraiser?
Actually, she hasn't been, but it did surprise me to find out what her favorite drink was. Guess what? You're going to love this.
Lemon drop martini?
You're going to love this. And I didn't know it. It surprised me because she's so dainty, right?
Right.
Bourbon.
That's really?
Oh, my God. She's a cool actress.
She is awesome. Listen, you mentioned Summer.
And I said, what?
You mentioned Summer is interested in the podcast business.
Yes.
You need to have Summer get with us. We will have her on. It'll be a 100% talk about stories that people don't know about Missy's show.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It will be a must-listen-to episode. But, no, she is absolutely she is gorgeous, Missy.
Yes, she is.
And she's very successful.
And that's due to the Bickett jeans.
and how did
and
all this
Thompson,
start?
And Thompson be jeans.
Because, they're beautiful people.
So
that was second. Sorry.
Off the air, you.
I'm talking to the microphone. Look at me.
It was a good mix.
So off the air, you told us how you were involved with the Bickets. How did it all start with what?
What is Mary Beth doing?
Sperm and eggs, yeah.
She's on low battery, I think.
Oh, Mary Beth. We're on low battery. Hang in there, sweetheart.
Is it not plugged in?
Oh, yeah. It's,
can you hear us, Mary Beth?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, hang in there, sweetheart. We're on the stretch run. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy missed his joke because y'all were all like...
We were talking about sperm and eggs. So I mean,
what the hell did y'all get the sperm and eggs for?
That's how she's...
She's a lesbian, Jeremy.
Oh.
Stalking her.
Here we go again.
Jeremy, here we go again. Joke again.
Jeremy, she's a lesbian.
We've been talking.
Jeremy, she's a lesbian.
We've been talking about sperm and eggs all night and nobody listened.
What if y'all had a little side thing going
now,
on over
now
here?
Now, were we, Jeremy?
Gosh, dang it. Nobody listens.
Drink that drink, man.
Dude, she's a lesbian.
She's off limits, Jeremy.
Jeez. Oh, shit.
How in the hell did we get to that? We were talking about Summer.
Shit, what am I drinking?
He thought he wanted to have babies with me.
Can we take a break?
Edit.
Oh, I'm crying.
No, that's the kind of shit you don't edit right there.
Woo!
Oh, good God Almighty.
Sweat now.
Mary Beth, save us.
I have nothing to add.
She says she has nothing to add.
All right, listen.
Nothing
listen.
Needed.
All right. I got to get to a part of the book.
Hold on. It doesn't involve straddling toilets. Right?
I don't know.
Right.
That's Memo. We ain't going to Memo again. All right, so
please don't tell Jeremy that time I had sex with that boy.
Oh, shit.
Just think there's a chance.
Don't get his hopes up.
We're gonna really need to stop right now. Whew. Wait a minute. You're okay?
Don't make me laugh when I'm drinking bourbon.
You didn't know it was going to be like this, did you?
Oh, I'm crying.
Okay, wait a minute.
Get your hand off my leg.
I got some missing.
Jimbo.
I got some paperwork that I got some notes on here.
Okay, we don't need that.
Screw the notes. You're the only one with paper.
This is worse than the Turtle Man. I thought the Turtle Man was funny.
We're all sitting here shit-faced drunk, and you got notes.
I got an empty glass. I know.
I left that one alone. We're good.
All right, Missy.
Everybody's famous.
Okay, good night.
Missy. Okay, back to Missy. So one of the things, when I'm reading the book, and I messaged you this week, and I said, Missy, within the book, you got a lot of life lessons, a lot of quotes that are freaking cool. And I don't know if you stole them.
Probably.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me what they were because I don't remember them.
I mean, I really don't know if you stole them, but for me, they were cool life lessons. And I'll just give you some examples. And if you feel like elaborating on them, or if you feel like pulling a cornbread mafia, that's cool too.
Okay.
All right. So a lot of it. Caroline is in college. She's a senior. She doesn't have a problem saying, "Daddy, I need some money." Right. So you had a lot of stuff about Summer and talking about learning to live within who you are and what you have, right?
Right.
So I've just got some of these down, and I just want you to talk about them if you want to. Here's one of your quotes. You said, "If you can't afford to live in this world, create one that you can afford." I thought that was cool.
That one's stolen.
For the record, I don't think it had quotes, but that's okay.
If it had quotes, it's stolen.
All right, let's move on past that one. This one might be stolen too, because this sounds too good. But anyhow, you said you told Summer to act your wage because I'm not Wells Fargo. That's pretty damn good.
But you are Wells Fargo.
I could have made that one up.
The only thing better would have been act your wage because I'm not Citizens National Bank. No, but that was good. Here's another one. And I love this one, Missy.
He's going to get me sued.
I mean, this shit's in black and white. If it ain't got quotes, you already got a lawsuit.
But they weren't popular enough for people to sue me.
I mean, we're only in like 50 countries and like 1,000 cities, but that's okay. All right. Peace of mind. Wait a minute. What? Oh. All right. Here it is. Peace of mind is learning to live with what you have and not with what we think we should have.
I love that.
Shouldn't
is that
we?
Stolen?
Is that you?
I don't remember.
Sounds like Jay Shetty to me.
Shannon.
Wells
Fargo, maybe, but that's stolen.
They're not all stolen. I have decent thoughts every now and then.
You do. You are creative. Give us a Missy Luckett quote. Give us.
Can I get to one more? And then I want to hear some really smart stuff tonight. All right. And here's the last one I wrote down. If you get tired of dragging up an empty bucket out of the well, just move on to another one.
Stolen. Who wrote that?
Stolen.
Missy.
Stolen.
I got to tell you.
Missy Luckett is a thief, everybody.
I got to tell you. That's some pretty deep stuff in a roller coaster ride type of book.
Somebody needs to Google search that real quick to see if I'm a thief or not.
We may even need to delete that.
She never wrote a term paper, so she didn't know she's supposed
to cite those references. No, all the ones that I got from somewhere else, I did this to. All of them.
So do you think that's those are Missy quotes?
They could be. I have a lot of analogies that just come out of my mouth, so it's a possibility.
But seriously, they're all life lesson kind of quotes,
right?
And those for you at the time, it was more about a lesson for your daughter, right? I mean, so regardless of whether you kind of borrowed them from somebody, those are obviously true to who you are what you wanted to impress upon Summer.
She's doing pretty darn good.
She's
working there, but she's good.
Oh, great. One of my
I don't have any. Go ahead. Mary Beth, go ahead.
Mary Beth, sweetheart, talk.
Is she says, "We don't know what we don't know." You can't judge.
We don't know. Say that again, Mary Beth.
We don't know. What we don't know.
We don't know what we don't know. She said, Mary Beth said, that's what Missy says.
She was going to finish.
Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Because it's stating that we don't know what everybody's been through, so you cannot judge them.
I like that.
And
that amen,
was
sister.
One of my favorite things that we talked about the last time we spent some one-on-one time together.
She's saying that you don't know what people have gone through. So
no,
you can't judge people. And at the end of the day, that's a big part of who you are, Missy, right?
That you're not. Just because you're not
right.
That doesn't mean that somebody else isn't. It's like looking at the 6 and the 9, that I see a 6 and you see a 9, but we're both right. But you can argue to the hilt that the other person is wrong, and it's just stupid.
You're right. Yeah, I'm with you.
So...
All right, so let's because Mary Beth sounds so smart right now, it may be that I've had a couple of bourbons, but Missy, I want you to talk about Mary Beth. What's one thing that Mary Beth taught you?
Oh Lord, that's a tricky question. What have you taught me, Mary Beth?
Friendship.
Well, definitely. Friendship. All of y'all have taught me that. Y'all are the best. Just got through telling somebody that the other day. That you can't have better friends than what we grew up with. Loyal.
Even if you are, you know, a princess.
Yeah, even if you are a princess like Stacy over
and
here.
And even if you tell the truth.
So then I take care of the princess.
Even if you zing her when the camera's
And Mary Beth's a princess. So what have I taught you?
You taught me that I should turn my head away from you when I'm throwing up.
She said she taught me that I should turn my head away when I'm throwing up.
You did teach her that. You did.
That is the best lesson ever. I'm pretty sure that'll be brought up at a funeral one day. That's awesome.
That is true. 2 o'clock in the morning. And, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. On my arm and in my console. So I said, don't you know you turn your head.
Please.
And you were a car person. Away.
She taught me to turn the other way.
That gives turn the other cheek another new meaning.
Yes.
Potato. Was it candy?
That was candy.
Oh, I thought it was Karen.
Candy. Don't be naming no names. Let's see. Let me think about this. I know you're a big Saint A guy, right?
Yes.
And everybody but Dana is a Saint A person here. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty sure I know about you guys. Saint A was a big time. It was big time in who we are now. Class of 1986,
absolutely.
But we were also, what, class of 1983, St. Augustine Grade School, right? Does that sound right, 1983?
82.
82, whatever. Whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, it was who we are as people, right?
Absolutely.
What do you remember the most about your time, Missy, at St. A?
Me too.
There you go.
She had a little skirt on.
Switch.
So you see this little chick with the little skirt coming in. What did you think?
She had the thickest, blondest hair I'd ever seen, and she just had this little strut that she just—I don't know—a
skirt.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get.
I know. She had to wear one. Jim, I don't know if you remember she came into our class and they tried to get her to sit with Lisa Hutchins, who's sweetest girl ever.
Yeah, for real.
And Missy showed who she was right away. She said, "I don't want to sit with her. I want to sit with Julie Walsh." So she kind of showed who she was. She was confident and. You just weren't afraid to say what you thought.
She did. She had the coolest little walk. I remember that.
Stacy.
I did.
Jeremy.
I knew where this was going.
Stacy has a chance.
Do you know why she walks that way?
Jeremy, you didn't know that, did you?
She walks that way because.
She don't walk like that now.
I lost it when I found out.
Oh, good God Almighty.
Does she walk like that?
No, she don't walk like that.
All right, so unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of the show.
Oh, man.
But we could go all night. I mean, that we could, but we're not, but we could. Missy, what you are now, we're class of 1986, proud 1986. Shout out to the 1986 because they're going to be, this is going to be a must-listen to show for the class of 1986.
Oh, yes.
But listen, you know, when you think about Shannon and I were talking about, you know, like some of those people in the class of 1986 that were those people that made a difference. You are one of those people that made a difference.
Oh, really?
I'm proud to say that Missy Luckett is a member of the class of 1986.
Spit it out, buddy.
But damn it, give me some more bourbon then.
I will, man, if that helped you talk.
Yeah, it probably will. But listen, we're still young, damn it. Not just you. We're all young. What's in the future? What's in the future for Missy Luckett?
I have no idea.
Because you're the kind of person, it's like the one thing I can say about Missy is whatever she sets her mind to, she does it.
110%.
And Jim acts like he knows me.
Damn it! I've known you since St. A.
I'm just kidding.
Hell, I probably slept in the basement of your house.
Hold on.
Shit.
Did you miss the part of the show where she is?
She's a lesbian, I know. Yeah. But at the time, she wasn't sure. You know?
Jeremy, we were kids, please. Hey,
I mean.
Come on now.
I mean, come on.
I mean, we're talking about a kid that would drive to Shannon Bradshaw's house out in, excuse me, BFE.
Rode my bike.
What did I say?
You said I drove my car, which would be real easy, but riding your bike.
All right, so you rode your little bike out to.
Well, it wasn't that little. I mean, you know.
But you did. So quit dodging the question. This is about you. Where is Missy? What is the direction for Missy?
I have no idea. Just follow the flow.
Whatever
she flies by the seat of her pants.
Whatever she's doing.
I wanted to go
doing.
See Shannon that day, and I had a bike, and I did it. But go ahead.
Whatever she's doing today.
Quit heading on her.
Whatever she's
it's
doing.
It's not going to be that. That's not going to be a part of her future, Jeremy.
Work out well for you.
Whatever she's doing now, she looks very happy.
Somehow this turned happy. Into Jeremy is hitting on Missy.
I'm sitting here complimenting her, and you run it. See, that's why you missed the sperm and egg part.
I still don't know how y'all got into that conversation.
Because you asked me how I was connected to the Bickets. And I said,
sperm
and
egg.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Lord have mercy.
I thought this was supposed to be the smart section.
Lord.
Duh.
But wherever she is in her life now,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her this happy. She is.
Are you 100% happy with where you are right now?
I'm definitely happy with where I am. Three ghosts and all.
That was a good point.
I wasn't happy when my house burnt down, of course.
I'm sure.
But,
one thing that I thought was pretty cool, you know, your house burns down, and you're like, you still have
a party.
A party.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I couldn't cancel
To me, you're like, you know, that's what strikes me about you. It's like, look, life's gonna happen, right?
Right.
And you just deal with it.
It's how you handle it.
Yeah. That's what the books are about. That's the reason I didn't start out writing a book. I wrote it, you know, started to heal myself. And then somebody said, you should turn it into a book. So then it became a book.
Is there going to be a Comatized 4?
If I find the time.
You think there's going to be a Comatized 4?
And if I can get up the steps a little easier to the computer.
You shouldn't have made us whine.
What will be the general theme of comment, because I think there's going to be a Comatized 4.
I would have to finish off from where I came from, like on the third one. I think I finished off in high
I think
school.
This episode of Two Shots will be in there somewhere.
Sure,
I do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody got a transcript of it? I'll just copy and paste.
But put it in your quotes.
Yeah, put it in quotes.
Try to come up with some original quotes.
So I got to, I mean, we're up against the clock, but I got to finish it with this way, because you know I love your dad. Buddy is a great dude. And I know your mom, Marceline, has meant a lot to you. But talk about your parents for a minute, because I know they have been an important part of who you are.
Well, they have been. Anybody want to help me out?
Your parents.
What is one
they
thing?
Are my parents.
All right, listen. What is one thing that makes Missy who she is about Buddy, that Buddy brought to you? But don't get on the sperm and egg crap again.
Yeah, we don't want that.
But what about Buddy? What about Marceline made you who you are?
You're spunky like Marceline.
Yeah, I'm spunky like my mom. And
you're a hard worker like your
hard
dad.
Worker like, well, my mom's a hard worker too. Yeah. She hard works behind the scene.
Yes, right. I've seen that out here.
So,
definitely.
Yeah.
And they both supported her in anything she's 100. Ever wanted to
yeah.
do.
They're yeah. crazy about
it's
her.
It's funny because you talk about in the book about how your dad said, you're freaking nuts
right.
for doing this. And he told me that same story. He's like, I told Missy she better make that like have a loft in there, because I'm going to have to put some hay in there when that flops.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But he still supported you.
He still gave me the 2 acres of land over there. And he said, go ahead and try it. So, and my mom was happy the day she found out I was gay.
Listen, we can't stop there.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You got. I mean, why?
So my mom, you know, she's in that way very open, mm-hmm. you know, to stuff or whatever. And of course, you know, I'd hidden it until I was 25 years old.
When did you know? 25?
No, sir. I was born that way. And you ignore it and you play along with society and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's why the guys in the younger days had hope, like Jeremy and stuff.
Jeremy still has hope.
But, you know,
Jim's the one that tried to sleep in your basement when y'all were younger.
I did sleep in her basement. There was no try. I just didn't make it up through the laundry chute.
Well, to make a long story short, she just kept asking me because she knew something wasn't quite right, you know, in my world. And she looked at me and she says, "Are you?" And I'm like, "Am I what?" Same thing when I was pregnant. She used the "are you," you know, to get the answer out of me. Mm-hmm. And so she kept asking me, you know, "Are you?" And I'm like, "Am I what?" You know, I'm like, "What is she getting at?" And so I finally said, "Are you asking me if I'm gay?" And she's like, "Yes." And I'm like, "Well, I am." She's like, "Oh, my God, let's go tell everybody."
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, and the first place she wanted to go was to her twin sister's house, of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I want to go there because, I've heard her talk about people like me.
No.
But when I went there and we told her, she was like, apologized to me and just was like, she was not educated correctly on that.
Yeah.
So, good story.
The love was all the way around. Yes.
Open-minded.
Love is the answer.
I wish we could do like a segment 4, 5, and 6 because I feel like we could. I feel like we could sit here and talk all night. It's just not going to happen. But
God, you're bossy.
You're more bossy than Missy. Oh my God! I thought Missy.
I will take offense. You said like he knows me. I know you. You're class of '86. How do I not know you?
I was just kidding.
So when you were talking,
played softball with her. She struck me out in Little League. Damn it!
Everybody struck you out in Little League. Listen, off the air. Missy and I were talking, and
we know what y'all were talking about off the air.
I told her to get her hand off my leg, and then we went on. We were talking, if and when the restaurant opens up, we will be here for the very first night.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, awesome.
We'll be here.
You all do a show and
yes,
be here?
Yes.
Oh, we will. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Can we come back?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be at our class reunion?
Absolutely.
What's that?
Are you going to be at the...
Oh, my gosh.
You guys?
You know, I could not make it to the last one, and I saw all the videos and the humping and all this stuff, and I was like, man, I wish I was there.
That was Rick Tick.
That was Rick Tick. No, but you guys, listen, I know we are all pretty partial, but there's none better than the class of 1986, Marion County High School.
Yes.
That's a for sure.
Cool people. Cool people.
Missy, we love you. Thank you so much for having us down here. And again, we could go on forever. There's no doubt about it. We're going to pick this up, though, at the class reunion.
Sounds great. Y'all ready?
Part 2.
Ready. Mary Beth.
We're coming to you, honey.
We love you, sweetheart, and we can't wait till you're here with us.
I can't wait either. I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. Well, keep tell everybody we said hello, and Rick, I know he's probably can't wait to hear the podcast, and take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right,
let's wrap this thing up, and let's go have a pool party.
Pull that freaking cover and all that leaves and stuff off. All right, that's going to do it for Two Shots on a Barrel. We've had an absolute blast tonight. Stick around. More Two Shots will be coming your way. We've got a lot of shows planned and a lot of fun coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we are going to be live there and really rubbing elbows with all the elites, J-Bo.
Yeah, a lot of them we've already talked to, but it's going to be cool to see them again.
Yeah.
That's why you do things like this. Yeah,
that's right.
All right, that's going to do it for Two Shots on a Barrel. I'm Jimbo.
I'm J-Bo.
Later on, folks. See you next time.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky.
you'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot-ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
J-Bell, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office. Do you know how to sing his song, his jingle? Please,
no,
you don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability, hey, but can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had CC to do our work for, I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially, he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like CC Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Love you, CC.
All right. Peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's the man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Ball, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, it's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it. Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry
Definitely.
Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Bardstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. He'll check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
This is Stephen Fonte with Limestone Branch Distillery. I want to thank you for listening to Two Shots in a Barrel.